I wanted to thank Big Fatty for his happy birthday wishes. I think it's very sweet that he never forgets to wish me a happy birthday. I've never said anything about it, but I wanted to acknowledge that I always get to hear about it because Jay always lets me know, or sometimes a Faye driver lets me know that he wished me a happy birthday on his little shoe. So thank you very much, Big Fatty.
Yep,
we love our Big Fatty. Yes,
we do.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I wanted to thank Big Fatty for his stammering.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4682, I say chew. The BFO for two, I say chew, say the 20th of January, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you everything I didn't tell you, Big Fatty, you think? Hello, returners, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're returners because, yes, Big Fatty, we have returned. We have indeed. We have returned to the villa. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I had to, I'll go ahead and start with, Big Fatty, shouldn't you talk about the weekend with the appropriate music? Well, okay, we can do that. No, yes, Big Fatty, but first, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 20th of January. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person, y'all used to have her own little show. I think it was called Living the Life of a Cat Lady or something like that. And then there was another one that was, it was like, Howdy Do, it's Brenda Boo, or Hooty Hoo, it's Brenda Boo, or something. And, now it's, she's on the Shark, now Big Fatty, Shark Week is later, she's on the shit list, over there with, Peter G and the Haunt Cub and Dr. Stone and, old Stink Pot. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I've already said it. You heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all met her face-to-face. I think it was either 1 or 2 years out there in Lost Wages at the Pride 48 event. Y'all, it's none other than Howdy Do, Hooty Hoo, Cat Lady Brenda Boo. Big Fatty, we love Howdy Do, Hooty Hoo, Cat Lady Brenda Boo. We do indeed. So, y'all, and y'all, I don't know if Brenda is on any of the social medias. Seems like I heard that a while back that she wasn't. But, y'all, they just put out a recent episode of the Life on the Shark List. And, y'all, they're talking about sardines. Oh, Big Fatty, tinned fish. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Brenda Boo on any of the anywhere, or if you're in the store and you see tinned fish, wish Brenda Boo a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she doesn't get a big old tin of fish and instead gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! In case you missed it on Fright News little show. Y'all, it's that time again. It's time for us to choose the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all, it's as easy as pie. All you have to do is go and send Big Fatty an e-letter. Just mail it to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. In the subject line, you put number one fan, and then, in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all will take entries until 6 p.m. on a Friday, the 30th of January. Then the next week we'll be reading those entries, and we'll announce the number one fan of the BFO and number two and number three as well on Sunday the 8th during halftime of the Superb Owl. One entry per person, except for Laughing Buddha, none. Y'all, gonna tell you about the leather weather weekend. Y'all, the peanut gallery on yesterday's little show, y'all, they just hadn't had enough to drink. That's the only reason it was quiet, and especially Granny, y'all. He was quiet as a mouse. Yes, Big Fatty, what's wrong with him? Well, he's Granny. Anyway, just going to go back here a little bit. Yeah, before we go back and tell about the weekend, speaking of tinned fish, you know, our favorite listener, former number one fan, works there at the cannery over there in Torshavn, in the Faroe Islands. Y'all, that's Miss Kim Beva. Y'all, you know her hats have the disaster happen at their home, and y'all, they just don't want to leave the family home. It's generations have lived there. But y'all, it is basically, it's just, it's not a good situation. And so Miss Beaver is having to go over and try to fix things. Oh, Big Fatty, the Lesbyterians are always very good. They just pull up the pickup truck and I think she's working along. Oh, maybe she can get some puffins to help, maybe. Anyway, so keep Miss Beaver and her hats in your thoughts. Also, y'all, I have received a medical update from that ex-lover. Y'all, while Big Fatty was over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for the weekend, y'all, Brandon was released from the Music El Hospitalo, which we all know is what is it? It's Mexican. Big Fatty, you really are forgetting everything I am. It's Mexican for El Hospitalo. Excuse me. Y'all, he is now convalescing. He is convalescing on, we call it the Isla of Plams, or Isle of Palms, if you're looking at the street signs, but it's the Isla. And he's convalescing over there and seems to be doing okay. He's having to make some trips back to El Hospitalo, but at least he's not having to live there. Yes, Big Fatty, he can get up and poop all by himself now. It's true. And anyway, I think they had a nice long weekend together. Y'all, speaking of the weekend, you know, Granny and I headed out on Thursday morning. We wanted to get over there and get settled in our rooms. Y'all went and picked Granny up. Y'all, we both had so much shit that we had to carry over there. And y'all, the bed of Earl Grey was absolutely jam-packed. And the back seat, equally as jam-packed. Y'all, I don't think we could have fit in a peanut, if you will. But we got over there without incident. I asked Granny, do you think Durwood, because Durwood said he wasn't going to be able to come until fall, right? Yeah. He said, do you think Durwood will be over there in time for the happy hour with the sugar hooker? And he goes, oh, no, there's so much going on. He's just not gonna be able to leave until after 5 p.m. Y'all, he was there at 3:30 p.m. I think I told that on yesterday's little show. It's just feeling very familiar right now. Big Fatty, old people love, it's a sign of how your dementia is progressing. You just keep repeating yourself. Well, you know, that's been going on for years. Yes, Big Fatty, we've noticed. So we got over there and y'all got settled in our room, and then we went over, if you've been to the it's in the area where the old office was. That's where we had the leather market, and wanted to get in there on Thursday and get it as set up as we could, because last year on Friday we were scurrying to get things ready, and people were knocking on the door wanting to come in and give us money. And so got in there on Thursday, and Granny and I got it all set up and got things displayed, and then I went and priced everything, and we were 100% ready for when folks arrived on for right at noon, y'all. Then we headed over to the Capri Lounge. The sugar hooker was there, and y'all, we had jalapeno margaritas, and the crowd began to gather, and y'all, there were probably, I think all Chris narrowed it down, there were between 25 and 50, but I would say there was probably 30, 35 people over there, and everybody was just having such a good time. And came back, of course, you know, Big Fatty. I was not sloppy, but I knew I had been served. By the way, on the way over, y'all, we stopped at the McDonald's because, you know, Granny always has to have him a McDonald's on the trip over to the Monroe Engineering Complex. And y'all, they had a sweet treat. It was a it was like their apple pie, except it there were no apples in it. It was strawberries and cream cheese, and it was the fried pie shell. Y'all, it was good. Yes, Big Fatty, is that why you're having your left foot removed? Soon. but y'all, it was good. And the girl was so nice. The little pie was $2.69. However, they were running a special. She says, you know, if you get two of those, the total will only be $2.50. I said, well, then I'll have two of them. I'll get twice as much for less. And she goes, thank you for calling. So we did that. Got up Friday morning. Granny and I went over to the Sunrise Cafe. Y'all sent the traditional picture to my friend Rick up there in the Penis Slivania. Of the Sunrise Cafe. Y'all, keep Rick in your thoughts, too. He's got the COVID. Hopefully he'll be on the mend here soon. And then we went by the liquor store, because we needed to get our peppermint schnapps and Bailey's Irish Cream and not cream de menthe. It's, what is that? It's the orange one. It'll come to me. You know what I'm talking about. Not Crown Royal. Anyway, it's in that bottle. Yes, Big Fatty, you've made it very clear. You have no idea what it's called. Anyway, Grand Marnier. There it is. I knew it would come. It would right on the tip of my tongue. And on Friday we opened up the leather market. Y'all, they were right there at it was like the dropping the checkered flag at the beginning of a race. And they were in there. There were probably 10 people in there when the door first opened, because they know the good stuff is always there, the best of the good. And y'all, they were trying things on and they were piling up stuff to buy. And y'all, it was kind of crazy. And y'all, Granny was counting. He was running the cash register in his mind. Y'all, it was like Jethro Bodine trying to cipher. And y'all, it was just funny. And y'all, we had significant sales, about the same as we had the previous year. And then Durwood arrived, and we all went over to the to the Capri Lounge for the kickoff party. And y'all, it was lovely. Our stripper Jordan Marlowe was there. Y'all, he's cute as a button. Cute as a button, yes, Big Fatty. And he was going around and talking to everybody, and Big Fatty had on his secret, his new Nasty Pig flight suit with the secret pockets that everybody wanted to know about the secret pockets. Big Fatty, they all just reached right in there and were horrified. It's true. Y'all, then we had pizza pie from the Yellow Mushroom. And y'all, the horror club up there in the Dirty Myrtle, you know, up there near the Pulse Ultra Club. Y'all, they ran a bar tab from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for everyone in the bar. You could have a free cocktail on them. And y'all, that's just very generous of them to do that. And but everybody was having such a good time. And after it was over, Big Fatty, of course, went back, found the bed. Yes, that's what I found. Y'all, you know that Daniel Bieber was there, and I think Daniel had some very nice things to say about the event. I'm sure he'll mention those on for right. On the mix, you know, they had a show this past Friday. It was, well, no, they didn't do it because we were over there, but he came, they did it the week before. That Crooked Hat is, he's spraying stuff up his nose twice a week over at the doctor's office. I don't know, but he doesn't like to have his blood pressure taken. That's what I learned by that, all of that. And Miss Bacon wishes she had not called in to tell us about what's her name? Phineas? No, what was her name? It was the Gina Lola Brigida. That's not who it is, but it's somebody like that. But anyway, and y'all, lots of folks arrived on Friday. And so we had a good crowd for the pizza pie, and more came in Friday night. Y'all, I'll have to finish it off on tomorrow's little show. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Now, y'all, I know I covered a lot of this on the Monday little show with the audience, but y'all, I don't remember what I said and didn't say, so if I'm repeating myself, well, just tough. Ask for a refund. Lots going on. Y'all, Hortensia. Hortensia presents herself here at the villa. First visit of the new year. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday girl. That's that howdy-do, hootie-hoo. Cat Lady Brenda Boo. And Brenda, what do you like most about Big Fatty's show?
I wanted to thank Big Fatty for his stammering.
Oh, he is a master stammerer, you know, rather than a master, well,
you can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.